It would be kind of nice. Comfort in numbers from first initial A today. This is actually kind of a depressing one. She says, this might come off as sad, and I'm sorry, but I would really like some comfort in numbers if you can get it for me. I'm married to a great man. He supports me, and he supports our child, and he's a lovely partner. He's really nice. But he's definitely not the love of my life. I'm certain it's my ex who I messed things up with years ago, and I like get away, and I regret it every day of my life. But I am happy that he found his new happiness. I will never leave my husband. I'm going to be a good wife. We have a fine intimate life, and by all looks and appearances to everyone looking in, and even my husband, things are okay. I'm happily married. I don't have any problems. I just know that I'm not with the love of my life, and I'm wondering if that's a relatable thing. So maybe the most hands-down depressing comfort in numbers we've ever asked, but she's hoping that you can give her that circle of support. Is there anybody, and I'll say this right now, I can change your voice if you call 237-ITS, or you could be really anonymous in that it's not like anyone besides Amy can see your phone number. You can text 35270 if you'd like. I can kind of relate to that. Like, you have a perfectly fine relationship, but it's not necessarily to the love of your life.
That is kind of sad, but I also think there's time. Like, how do you know? Like, how do you know that it's the love of your life? Obviously, you married him for a reason. You enjoy his company.
Must like something about him.
But then you just, how long have you been married again? I don't remember if it said that in there, but if
I don't think it's
if you've been together for so long, you kind of lose the spice of it a little bit. You need to throw some censored lyrics in there, something. Spice it up a little bit.
She said she believes it's her ex and it's a mistake she made. So you're married and you're constantly thinking about somebody else. Why stay in that marriage?
Do you think maybe, I get that you're looking for comfort in numbers and you want people to relate to you and you're hoping they can do that. And so we put that out there and we'll see what we get. I do wonder, though, I know this isn't group therapy and you didn't ask what we think or your advice or anything. I wonder if maybe you're kind of, are you putting your ex on a pedestal a little bit? Do you think he's really all that great?
Like, you want what you can't have.
Yeah, and is that all? It comes down to that? Like, you felt kind of burned in that relationship. It annoyed you that it ended. You felt like it could be saved, even if maybe it couldn't. But now you're kind of glorifying it. You're kind of spit-shining it up a little bit in your memory. And now that you know he's happy and he's found somebody else, it just eats away at you a little bit. Like, just live your life, man. You said it yourself. You got a perfectly fine situation.
I would agree, like, with that. You're in a perfectly fine situation, unless you're lying to yourself. And you're not happy, you know, you're like, I'm completely happy and all that stuff. I mean, you have somebody that loves you, takes care of you, and spends time with you. Get off the social media. Maybe that's the thing, too. Maybe you're friends with your ex on social media, and you're seeing all this social media clout that he's, you know, probably on a yacht or going on trips with his current significant other, and it makes you a little bit sad because you're just sitting at home.
I need a good yacht friend. That's definitely what I need, a good yacht friend. So I am curious, though. Can we get some comfort in numbers? Are you seeing any?
Someone said, I can't give comfort, but love is overrated. Someone else said, I did marry the love of my life. My wife rocks. 18 years together. Someone else did say, though, my first marriage was not to the love of my life, and I did realize that. I did divorce, and now I am married to the love of my life.
You might also just be realizing that maybe you don't actually want to be married to this person. Since this guy's in a happy relationship, her ex is, do you just like slide into them DMs? You say, hey, I know you're married, but I've always loved you and I can't move on. Is that worth doing?
I think if you do that, you got to break up.
You got to end your situation.
Yeah. Have the conversation first and be like, you know what? I'm happy. I love you, but I'm not. Or I guess love you is overrated too. Yeah, you can't. Can you say I love you if it's not the love of your life?
He's probably going to reject you, keep in mind, because he's married and has a perfectly happy life.
Right.
But at least then you got rejected and you know that it was never going to happen.
Yeah. I
don't know. You had some comfort in numbers. You're married, but not to the love of your life?
Married 6 years. I've been in love with this other guy since I was 16.
Okay, so, I mean, you felt this very similar way. 6 years you've been married, but you know there's somebody else that you kind of pining for.
So it's always like that misconnection, right? It's like you're in a relationship, they're in a relationship. Then you're in a relationship, then they're in a relationship. And you can never like actually like pull the trigger on you being together.
Mm-hmm. All right, kind of a different one. Kind of a depressing one. But she's married and she sort of feels like it's not necessarily to the love of her life. Is there anybody to give that comfort numbers? Of course, we can change your voice if you need us to. 237, it's text 35270 as we play Steve Lacy. It's called Bad Habit. Why not 84?
Cause you know what you found is biscuits, is gravy, man.
It's Playhouse, Y94, Steve Lacy, Bad Habit, and in Comfort in Numbers, well, First Initial A has the bad habit of thinking about her ex. The comfort in numbers she's looking for is, she describes she's got a pretty good marriage, but the guy, as great as he is, she always finds herself drifting her mind to her ex and thinking about the life that could have been. He's definitely her one that got away, and she's like, is anybody else in a situation where they're married, but it's maybe not to the love of their life? Can you give her some comfort in numbers?
Okay, so I fell for a girl 4 years ago. And it was like whatever we had between us, I wish that it would have continued because I've never loved someone as quickly and as hard as I fell for her.
Okay, so some more people relating. And honestly, the text club, now that we've kind of gotten into it, we are seeing plenty of comfort, kind of shockingly.
Yeah, somebody said, I absolutely love and adore my husband, but sometimes I wonder if he is the love of my life. I'm happy, but there's always the what if. Another person saying, I think social media does make people question their relationships. Someone said, what does love mean to her? If her husband loves her and she is happy, isn't that enough? The other guy is an ex, and that is for a reason. It may never go away. Maybe she wants life that he has, and she's just being jealous, and she doesn't even care about him. So she's saying, you should really wonder if this is worth destroying your relationship.
Yeah, I do think social media plays a part in it. So if you are friends with your ex on social media and they're doing well and, you know, maybe started a business or have a job that they love, whatever the case may be, and then you sit there and you're kind of just soaking in it and you realize that, like, you're just, like, in a normal relationship or you feel like it's a normal relationship, so you're just kind of, you're just overplaying things in your head. So you need to figure out, are you going to stay with him or not? I guess that would be my comfort right there for you is either get out or stay in, one of the two.
The comfort in numbers, the idea, of course, that circle of support, other people being like, hey, girl, I've been there too. Married, but not to the love of your life. Can you give her that comfort in numbers?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm 52. I've been married for, might as well go on a zillion frigging years, although it's only 12. And yeah, the love of my life, yeah, he is not in the past. In my head, he's not. In my heart, he's not. The guy I'm with, no, he's no. She's not alone.
Okay, so again, some comfort in numbers. And any final ones you want to grab just so she knows? Okay, yeah, they got a ton for me.
Yeah, someone said, I got married because I was personally ready. She was ready, and we were compatible. I would say she did grow into be the love of my life, but wasn't at first. Someone else said, I married the love of my life, but I'm not his. And someone else said, I did settle because he's a great guy, partner. He's the one I chose to be my love of my life, so therefore he is the love of my life. But I would say I did not marry my soulmates.
You know, for real, though, somebody in there put that key word in there that probably would have made this go a lot quicker. So we did end up getting some comfort in numbers, but somebody used the term settle. Oh, boy. Ooh. I bet more people settle than care to even admit, where they kind of look and they're like, okay, we don't have a problem here. But, I mean, let's be honest, kind of settled.
Is just settling. Settling is like, is that almost like a death word, though, for a relationship? Or like your feelings?
Well, you wouldn't tell the person.
Sorry, why did I just get yelled at?
You wouldn't tell the person.
I feel like that happens a lot in life, though, so we need to bring it up. Like,
you couldn't say, I settled for you. I just thought, there's nothing else out there, and you seem like the best, so I figured I'd just settle with you. Like, that's not nice.
You could just say it.
Let's be honest. Most of us gents could look in the mirror and go, she probably could have done better than me.
Exactly. Like, I didn't settle. She probably did.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not agreeing that yes with you, but I mean, I think
in general, I'm just saying.
In terms of most dudes, yeah. Something we simply call I don't get it in a couple of minutes on the show. That thing where you're like, I don't understand why people love this so much. Why is this popular? And a moment, 237, it's text 35270, Dove Cameron's on.